I'm joined by Jack Schenker once again from Cairo. Jack, the tents have returned to Tahrir Square. What's the scene this morning?
They have, yeah. There's about 2,000 people camping out in central Cairo this morning. They stayed through the night last night. They're planning to stay on tonight and into tomorrow, which is a Friday, and of course a traditional day of protest here. The protesters are saying that they're determined not to leave. They're determined to put on a show of people power in the face of what they say is provocation from the Interior Ministry and the police this week. And they're actually getting quite a lot of support from Egypt's political leadership in terms of what at least the section of the political leadership which is campaigning for elections in the parliamentary and presidential polls. A lot of people have come out saying the police handled Tuesday night's clashes incredibly badly, and are kind of lending their support to the protesters who are saying that, you know, they need to take a stand, they need to prove that the police can't act without accountability, that there needs to be more inquiries and more trials held into abuses of police power. However, the opinion on the ground amongst the general public is a bit more mixed. The narrative that is being pushed by the armed forces, who of course are running the country at the moment, and the interim transitional government, is still that these protesters in Tahrir are kind of counter-revolutionaries, that they're thugs, that they're seeking to sow discord, and it's quite a persuasive narrative. And a lot of people now are very confused about what the situation is. The battle lines of revolution, as it were, have become very blurred. And I've just spoken to one of the protesters who's been down in Tahrir. He was there at the clashes all through Tuesday night and has been in Tahrir most of the time ever since. And he's saying, we're actually spending most of our time coming up to passers-by or dealing with passers-by coming up to us and trying to persuade them that we really are revolutionaries and not kind of affiliates of the Mubarak regime who are trying to bring down the revolution. So he was saying that there's this term, Balbagaya, which means thugs, becomes such a mutable, all-encompassing term. It's literally being applied to absolutely anybody that the transitional government doesn't like, and they're having to battle really hard to resist that. So the big test will come tomorrow. We'll see how many people come down to Tahrir, whether kind of protest numbers swell significantly, and of course whether there are any clash with police forces. But perhaps more importantly, next Friday on the 8th of July, a major demonstration is planned in Tahrir, the so-called day of getting the revolution back on track. And after the violence we've seen this week, I imagine that's going to be a key rallying point and potentially a key flashpoint.
Just briefly, what's the atmosphere like this morning?
It's relatively good-natured. It's jovial. There are no police in sight. The police that had been clashing with protesters on Tuesday night and Wednesday morning have retreated back to the Interior Ministry. The only sort of moments of altercation are coming between the protesters and those camped out and passers-by, sort of drivers, just general members of the public who are coming up to them and saying, you know, why are you causing these problems? Why are you making life more difficult for all of us? Why are you disrupting the progress of Egypt? And as I say, these guys are then trying to have those conversations to say, look, we're not troublemakers. We're actually trying to defend them. So there's a lot of debate going on. I think I'm sensing a lot of frustration amongst the protesters that they feel like they're somehow losing the PR battle, as it were. The general public in Egypt is overwhelmingly in favour of this ongoing revolution. They're in favour of the fact that Mubarak was toppled. They're glad to see him gone, and they want real reform. It's just that the waters are being muddied in terms of whose side everybody is on, which I think is to a large extent a political act of the armed forces.
Today we've had this review of the Khalid Said case, which may mean that much more serious charges are brought against the policeman suspected of beating him to death. Will that placate the anger in Cairo at all?
Well, yeah, police accountability has been, it's a critical issue from day one, and obviously was a major factor in provoking Tuesday night's clashes. It's been a mixed day for police accountability today because, the Khalid Said trial has been postponed. For those that have forgotten, he was the young man who was beaten to death. death in broad daylight by police last summer, 2010, which sparked a protest movement both online and offline. And many people believe Khalid Saeed really became a key, his murder became a key spark for this year's revolution. That court case has been delayed time and time again. The officers accused of killing him have constantly seen their trial postponed. But although this latest postponement is in some ways a frustrating matter for the families and activists involved in the case, there's also, as you say, the delay will allow for a new autopsy to be made of the body. And this is significant because, or at least a review of the initial autopsy. The initial autopsy was written by a government medical officer. It was widely derided as completely inaccurate and unreliable, and designed to minimize the evidence against the police force. So this delay will allow for a review of that medical evidence, potentially firmer charges. At the moment, if the police officers are found guilty under the current charges, that they're accused of police brutality, not of murder, which means they can only get up to 3 years in jail. The hope is that the review of medical evidence will allow the charge of murder to be brought as well, and also the higher ranking police officers who ordered this attack may also face justice. So it's a mixed picture there, and we've also had news today that a Cairo court has, an Egyptian court, sorry, has ordered that compensation should be paid to a man who was shot in the eye by police during the uprising earlier this year. That's the first such compensation award of its kind. So that's relatively significant as well. I think, you know, people are very, very keen to see injured people being compensated. They're very, very keen to see the police being held to account for their crimes. And that is a step in the right direction. So that could do, it could placate people, and it could also encourage people to campaign ever harder on this issue. And and I'm sure that's what we'll see.
Just a quick one. I saw report in the Egyptian press saying that a Brit was one of the 40 people arrested. Have you heard that?
No, I know a number of British people who were down there last. Who were involved in the clashes on Tuesday night. I hadn't heard anything specifically about a British citizen being amongst those arrested, but I'll look into that and get back to you.
Okay, and just one other little thing: the Cairo derby, 2-2 draw, diplomatic.
Yeah, something like that. I was at the stadium, and it was a fairly intense affair. Rather different from the sort of QPR Grimsby matches that I'm watching in London. There were 75,000 people packed into the stadium. We had a ring of military police around the pitch, followed by kind of rows and rows of fully suited up armed riot police at the bottom of the stands. In actual fact, predictions of widespread violence proved to be a bit wide of the mark. It was a good match. Ahly went behind, the league leaders went behind, and Zamalek sensed victory. But in the end, the Ahly equalised, and Zamalek really needs to win this game to have a chance of overhauling Ahly at the top of the league. There were sporadic outbreaks of violence. The police got pelted with bottles and chairs and other missiles, although that's somewhat par for the course here. And outside, I witnessed a lot of a few clashes in the streets between fans of the two different teams. On the whole, the huge security operation that was put in place for this game seems to have been a success in the sense that there wasn't widespread rioting, it was a very, very intense and entertaining experience.
Okay, Jack, thanks a lot.
Cheers, Matt. Thanks.